trenger ikke å dø av kreft.
If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke å være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors it's impossible.
For legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han helbreder deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg synet.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three, Jesus, I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Alright, kids, we're here. Finally, we're here. It is 9 o'clock. It's time for your Dark Entries Goth Radio on WSC FM Columbia. I'm your host, DJ D. This is the Halloween Hangovers edition of the show. More Halloween goodness on the show tonight till 10 o'clock. You can hit me up at the Twitter at Dark Entries DJ D. Join in on the Facebook discussion that's starting right now. This is also our fundraiser week, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later. I'm not going to waste any more time, kids. It's 360 days until the next Halloween. And this is Dark Entries Goth Radio.
Thank you.
All right, kids, time to show up with some Susie and the Banshees. You are listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio, your weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial, and Halloween celebrations that don't ever stop. This is the Halloween edition, Halloween hangover edition of the show, where I'm continuing to play Halloween music tonight, or at least things sort of in that vein, because of last week's super short Halloween show. Although tonight's show is going to be a little bit short as well. My apologies for all the shortness. Lately, I'm caught up in birthday madness. What day is this? Saturday? So 2 days ago was my birthday, and I'm still getting taken out for birthday dinners and that. And that's what I was doing, actually, in the upstate tonight. I was out with my dad doing that, and then I had to, frankly, like, race down here to try to get here in time to do an hour worth of a show. So tonight, Mac, it's because of last week's super, super short 30-minute incredibly infernal Halloween show. I'm going to continue the what I'm calling the Halloween hangover, so we're going to play some Halloween-themed stuff tonight. And it's also the we're also in the middle of fundraiser week here at WSC, so this is where we're sort of, you know, begging you for money so we can stay on the air. Really good, simple way to do it. We're no longer actually taking donations over the phone. It's actually way more convenient now than it ever has been. You can just go online, do the whole thing right there. I've got a little bit of a information I want to give you guys, but it's our fall fundraiser week, as we do every year. We're trying to raise about $14,000 annually. Because of this, we reach out to our dedicated listeners in the form of a month-long online campaign that we kick off with a week of events and on-air promotion. If you want to donate, you can do that at wsc.sc.edu. Click on the Donate tab at the top. And we have donation levels. They start at $5. That's what we call our 8-track level. You basically just get an email thank you. The cassette level is $19.47. That's a mini pride bag you get. The laser disc level is the $30 donation, and with that you get a car decal. At the MP3 level, it's $50, and you get a WSC Pride grab bag. The CD level is $70. You get a zine. I've actually heard a little bit about this zine, and I can't wait to see it. It's actually gonna be pretty cool. The FLAC level is our FLAC level is $90. $90.5. That's funny. $90.50. And you get tote bags. At the vinyl level, which is $150, you get hats. And the platinum record level is $500 or more. And, well, who knows what you're going to get after that. And so, yeah, we can actually, like I said, we donate. You can accept the donations on the website. So it's very easy, wsc.sc.edu. The majority of you probably, or a lot of you are probably actually there right now listening to the show, because that's how you go listen to the show. So, you know, get to it. And we really appreciate it. We also have a lot of events coming up. They've been coming up since November. Let's see what's going on. The next one is going to be Monday the 6th. It's coming up Monday. It's Percent Night at Mellow Mushroom on Gervais Street, 5 p.m. to close. Tuesday, November 7th is going to be Healthy Carolina Market from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Green Street. Karaoke night also that night at 8 o'clock at New Brooklyn Tavern. Wednesday, November 8th is going to be the bake sale from 11 to 1 on Pickens Street Bridge. And then Friday, the 10th, is going to be BRL Rap Battle from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Russell House Patio. So that's all going on, and you can check all that also at the website. So that's that, kids. Hopefully you can donate and, you know, help us out if you like what we're doing here, or if you like what I'm doing here. It is, like I said, this is Dark Entries Goth Radio, the Halloween hangover edition of the show. I'm going to play a bunch of Halloween-related stuff until 10 o'clock before we get the Ninosphere coming in here, so I'm going to try to squeeze it as much as I can. I have had a very interesting last few days. If you're not listening to this, hopefully you're out at Spotlight Cinemas, St. Andrew's Spotlight Cinemas, watching The Theta Girl, which is, of course, the horror film which was shot here in town entirely with local talent. On a budget that's enough to buy a used car, or possibly a new car. And it's getting a lot of traction. The Free Times has got a whole story on it this week. It's made the cover of the Free Times. I worked on it. I'm in it a little bit. If you're kind of eagle-eyed, you'll spot me popping up in it a few times. And we went to a screening on a Thursday night out there. Went off really well. I tell you, the music in this thing is... And I might play some a little bit later. The music, the score in this thing is phenomenal. It totally carries, I don't want to say carries the movie, but it completely, what's the word I'm looking for? It it accentuates the movie so well. It's actually, I mean, it's straightforward, just synthy, John Carpenter-esque 80s type stuff. It's really amazing stuff. And the visual specs are actually really impressive. Visual effects team did a great job on it. The movie's really hard to explain other than just a David Lynchian, grindhouse, drug-infused gore TNA machine. That's the best way I can describe it. But yeah, it's definitely entertaining, and you know, a lot of local folks, if you guys are like in the local sort of club scene, you'll see a lot of familiar faces in it, include myself a little bit. So so yeah, check it out. Well, if you can, if you can make it out to St. Andrew's Cinemas, it's playing as we speak right now, actually. I think it started at 9 o'clock, so maybe you're actually out there right now and not listening to this, I don't know. But I think there's talk of possibly getting some more showings later, and then, of course, distribution, so you can see it, you know, digitally and that sort of thing. So I'll keep you guys updated as it goes on. So, yeah, let's get on with the show, kids. It's the Halloween Hangover edition of Dark Entries Goth Radio. Last week, as I was saying on Facebook, I gave you the short and sweet edition. Basically, we all went trick-or-treating and did a really quick short round, but it was premium stuff. I gave you the Snickers and the Almond Joys and the Kit Kats and all that crap. None of that Mary Jane crap. None of that, you know, store-bought, store-brand, old lady candy. But we're doing a longer session tonight because my pumpkin's still on the porch, and I'm not done with this season yet. So here we go. Here's a little London After Midnight for you.
Another day, I'll be here, I'll be checking, I'll be rolling. was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year. Halloween, the night three teenage girls discover the real trick is to stay alive.
Tommy,
Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
Come back.
WUSC is hosting its Fall Fundraiser Week from November 2nd through the 10th. We will be accepting online donations through our crowdfunding site on wusc.sc.edu. In honor of our 70th anniversary, the theme is Retrovision. Events include the Rooftop Underground Show at Space Hall November 2nd, a New Brooklyn Tavern Show on November 3rd, a Percent Night and Mellow Mushroom on November 6th, a Karaoke Night at New Brooklyn Tavern on November 7th, a Rap Battle on the Russell House Patio between Russell House and the Student Health Center by November 10th. Make sure to come out to all of our events.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Hey, this is Russ Striner, Johnny from Night of the Living Dead, and I want you to listen to Dark Entries on Goth Radio on WUSC 90.5 FM. Listen to my pal, Dave, DJ D.
Depressed, it makes
The wobbly lips are gone, and those pearly white teeth. What went on before ain't necessarily going on now. What's done is done.
Favorite bedtime stories. Deadtime stories. All brand new, straight from my boiler room to your home. It's Freddy Krueger on your phone. So dial this number now if you dare. Tell them Freddy sent you.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
Kids, that's just about going to do it. I got one more proper track I think you're all going to like before I get out of here. But this has been Dark Entries Goth Radio's 2017 Halloween Hangover Show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Kind of took a weird direction about three-quarters of the way in. I actually did not plan at all to play all those movie themes. But once I kind of got started, I couldn't stop. And I don't regret it. You could do a lot worse than hearing the Nightmare on Elm Street theme followed up by Coil's Hellraiser theme. Followed up by Henry Manfredi's Manfredi's disco take on Friday 13th Part 3. So that was that. Here's a rundown of the show. In case you were wondering what you just heard. For the last hour, start off with Susie the Banshees, Scarecrow, London After Midnight in there with October, Ministry in there with Every Day is Halloween, Incubus Succubus with Samhain, Aeon Sex Fiend, of course, with Now I'm Feeling Zombified, and we had some movie themes in there, and then we had some Typo Negative just now with your Creepy Green Light. I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. I'm going to get out of here. I'll be back same bat time, same bat channel next week. 8 to 10, he says. Yeah. We'll stick with that. We'll see how that works out. 8 to 10 next week. That's what I'm shooting for. We're going to say we can make that happen. All right, here, 90.5 WOCFM Columbia. Don't go anywhere. The Night of Sphere is coming up in just a little bit. You'll also find this on the podcast once I get around to uploading. Kids, this week has been insane for me. I'm working 12 hours a day at a day job that's actually a night job. birthday shenanigans, more of it tomorrow. I'm going out and do a haunted house tomorrow night. Halloween's not over yet. We're doing haunted house stuff tomorrow night and birthday dinners. It can't stop. It won't stop. I just need a break. I mean, it's good stuff, but I'm swamped, kids. So I apologize for, I'm trying to graduate and all things. Anyway, I apologize that the podcast is not up to date, and it is what it is. But we're going to try to pull it out for November and see what we can make happen. All right, so that's it. I will see you next week, kids. 90.5 WSCFM Columbia. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio. And because we didn't do it last week, and because it has to be done every year, and because I love you, here you go. See you next week.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween.